When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
This might be college football heaven. Yeah.
We are back, and let's continue with more of your phone calls. A lot of things happening on this Thursday afternoon. I've already forgotten. Let's try Daryl one more time. Daryl, you there?
Yeah, Paul. How you making out today?
Daryl, we are doing great.
Good, good. Hey, last time we talked, Jaden Daniels was like number 4 on the chart for getting the Heisman Trophy because of the 3 losses. But he's vaulted to the top. Looked like they done took everybody else off the board, huh?
Well, what happened was this, and I think a lot of us thought he would be hurt by not playing. It turned out he was helped by not playing Saturday because neither Nix nor Penix really stood out. Penix won the game, but he was not he was not so great that you had to vote for him. I think if Nix led his team to the win, there's a really good chance he would have won. And Marvin Harrison disappeared after the Ohio State game.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question. Like, I think that if we'd have had any kind of semblance of defense at LSU, we'd have been a playoff team this year. What do you think?
Well, I think not only that. I think there were limitations. I think Coach Kelly knew that, and he tried a couple of different things, and they blew up in his face in the Florida State game.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you think there'll be any controversy when you win the Heisman Trophy? Some people will be saying.
No, I don't.
Oh, really?
Daryl, I don't think there will be any suspense. I'm not trying to take anything away. It's going to be great for LSU and for Jaden, considering Alabama's done this a couple of times, and now LSU won in 19 and 4 years later. But I think it's a slam dunk. I mean, Vegas knows what's going on here.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you don't have a very high opinion of the CFP committee, do you?
Well, it's not so much that I don't have a high opinion of them. I think they made the right decision. What's always been stuck in my craw is the fact that they won't tell us who they voted for.
Yeah, they act like they come out the United Nations, you know. Yeah. I mean, they just whine and dine and don't get any information.
When you're watching the Security Council in the UN, you know who everybody votes for or whether they abstain or not. I think there are very few things. There are some reasons why you will keep a vote secret. I've been, as a young reporter, I've stood up at Board of Trustees meetings and openly challenged the chairman when they go into executive session, because the only reason that groups really should be doing that, if they're discussing the good name and character of a person, then that should not be public. But a vote for who's going to be in the college football playoff, why should that be secret?
I agree, Paul. I agree.
Coaches that are in the coaches poll, their final ballot is revealed. Now, I don't agree that the weekly ballot should be, because there's too much going on right now. You don't need all the social media shaming, but if you're going to be on a committee that is important to the integrity of the college football playoff, then by all means, you should be willing to stand by your vote.
Right, right.
Hey, well, thank you very much, Daryl. Really good to hear from you. Dave is in Kentucky. You're on the air. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Paul, you were talking about Greg Gantt and David Langner. They played at Woodlawn High School
right in
Birmingham.
Yeah, that's amazing that they were on the same team.
Yes, I graduated from Woodlawn, but I was at that game that day, and Alabama was leading 16-0, and I was there with my dad, my uncle, and they put Gardner Jett in, and he kicked a field goal late in the third quarter, early in the fourth, and my dad and uncle got so mad at Sugar Jordan, we left, and on the way back to Crestwood, on the way back to Crestwood, we're listening to the radio, and dadgum, if they didn't block both them punts. So anyway, I was there for part of it.
Hey, I didn't. My story is not nearly as dramatic as yours was, but there was a game. I'm trying to remember, Auburn and LSU, maybe in early '90s. And I went down to cover the game, but something came up, and I had to get back, which is unusual. But you know, there were things more important than watching the end of this game. And as I was getting to my car, Auburn was down by about 3 touchdowns. Yep. And I didn't think. I said to myself, "There's nothing that can happen here that's going to change the outcome of what I end up writing about." It was actually going to be for like 2 days from then. And Dave, so as I get to my car, I heard this eruption, and I got in the car, turned on the radio, and Auburn had intercepted a pass for a touchdown, and they closed the gap to about 10 points. Wow. Okay, get in the car, get off on Highway 280, get out of town. They do it again. About 3 minutes later, they did it for the third. They intercepted LSU 3 straight times and won the game. And I'm sitting there stuck on the interstate going, why did I leave? Why didn't I wait 5 minutes? But anyway, those things happen to all. That would be a funny book one day of all the people that that left games early. There are some people that will not leave a game early. I knew a man in Mobile, Alabama, Mayor Mitchell. He was a legendary businessman down there, a benefactor of multiple schools. In fact, I think the basketball arena is named after him, the Mitchell Center at South Alabama. And he would no matter what the score was, he would go down to the exit on the field, but he would watch the last play before he took off. Just would not leave a game before it was over. Would you do that? I've left Broadway show. I've left Broadway shows before they were over. Susie is in Georgia. Hello, Susie.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I've been trying to call since Monday when that grumpy old man in St. Louis.
John.
Is his name John? Called.
Grumpy,
yes.
Grumpy John.
And yes, Grumpy John. And you know, he got me going when he said, you know, first of all, I think he was being disrespectful, but he was, you know, you handle all that so well. But when he was saying that old people and women and don't get the respect, well, you know, grumpy old John, I'm an old woman. And Paul, you're, you know, like I talked to Daniel today, and I've talked to Randy. They've always been just wonderful. You've always been very respectful to me when I called and made me feel that, you know, my voice was as important as everybody else's, and I thank you for that. You know, the respect that you gave me when I met you in Athens, you know, I'll never forget. It was a special, special day. And so I wanted to mention that, and then I wanted to mention, you know, let the dead horse die, people on the top four that are going into the playoffs. Yes, I can understand Florida State fans. Well, you would be upset, but it's over. It's done. As a retired teacher, just reminds me of when something would happen with a child at school and they weren't happy with it and they'd go home crying to mommy, and then mommy would call and get things changed around just because it was her little baby child. That, you know, we got to grow up. We got to have our ups. We got to have our downs. And so, as you know, my favorite saying, you know, put on your big girl panties, Florida State, and don't go crying to your governor or whatever to try to somehow get you in. What would that do, Paul, for the face of Florida State?
You're 100% right.
But I thank you again for everything, and I want to give my respects to Chip for his 90-year-old woman. I just thought that was so heartwarming, and I could see it in your face how special that was to you. And that's what it's all about, people. And Jim, Susie Q says, it's good to hear your voice again. I enjoyed that yesterday.
Thank you very much, Susie. Great to hear from you, and it was also great to meet you a couple weeks ago in Athens. We'll take a short break. We are back with more after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We are back. Mario is up next in Florida. Hello, Mario.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
We are doing great.
It is incredible to be on the phone with Paul the Pontificator. I wish FSU had a person just like you that could sway people to change their belief systems and everything. You are great at what you do, Paul.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Can we just go through a few things? Like, I've been listening for so long this week to all these people talking about the ACC and this division and how weak, but after the SEC in the last 10 years, who's won the most championships, Paul?
Well, the ACC has won three.
Three? Now let's go to 2013 when we beat Auburn, right?
Well, that was the BCS.
Okay. Well, I said 10 years, Paul. 10 years. Last 10 years.
Well, whatever.
After the SEC.
Mario, if you knew the answer, why did you ask me the question?
Well, because I'm saying you know the answer too, so it's not like this is a weak division in football. I think what people have done is try to turn this into not the travesty that it is, but the Jordan travesty, and blame it on this child who got injured and say this is why it happened when you guys had already had it planned. I've been listening and listening and listening. The SEC, the committee, and ESPN are in a menage a trois that if it was a film, it would be Triple X and Caligula would walk out of it.
By the way, I remember Caligula. Okay. That was a great story.
So we can't just sit here and say, oh, this is fair and this is it. It isn't unfair, but this is what it is, man. Those boys in Alabama, they played their hearts out. I get it. But the only reason they're in it is because you guys blew it against Texas. And Texas really isn't that impressive to me. And I don't think Texas's defense can keep up with Florida State's defense. And you guys scored less points against a USF team than the other team that's dominated in Tallahassee, FAMU, scored more points against USF than Alabama did. So all your arguments, whether it's 3 points that you guys barely beat Arkansas by, that the SEC 7-9 against out-of-conference play, and it has to be in these things, that you guys are 4-6 against the ACC, that FSU in the last 2 years is 4-0 against the SEC. I mean, come on. you can totally admit and still maintain your credibility and still show up and show your face at a barbecue shack in Alabama knowing that you know we completely got shafted. And the only reason we got shafted is because you guys couldn't go perfect and beat Texas. That's the truth. And everyone's like, well, do you think FSU would beat Alabama? Yeah, I think our defense will compete with anyone. I wish they'd play that game now. If these, all these Alabama people say they have the stones and stuff, set it up in Tuscaloosa. We'll go play there. If we get our butts whipped, then we'll tuck our tails and leave.
Hey, hey Mario, I hate to interview this.
And let's make some more money, buddy.
I hate to
let's
interview this Gettysburg money. Address here, but do you remember the last time Alabama played Florida State?
I do, and then I remember when you guys took that one before that.
No, I remember that because I think Florida State was ranked 3, Alabama was 1, and it was a major league beatdown. So don't give me all this
okay,
stupid numbers.
Okay, what happened to the game?
Listen, Mario, I am not a bragging person, but there's not anything you've told me I don't already know. And about 98% of what you told me is not relevant to the conversation here. The only conversation is Alabama a better team than Florida State? And the answer emphatically is yes.
By your opinion.
No, yes. No. And by the way, Mario, not my opinion, the opinion of the College Football Playoff Committee.
I know the guy whose nickname is Boo. Yeah, I understand. I understand
Mario,
that.
If you are so unhappy, why don't you call? Have you called your commissioner?
Yeah, but this is the point. You keep trying to turn it on
no,
the ACC.
First of all, I really don't care anymore to hear the argument because it's what we call moot. But I am more than willing to let you spew all this garbage because I'm a benevolent person. But it's not a matter of, this is not a fight in a bar, okay? You're not going to say, hey, Alabama wants to play us. We'll be in the Walmart parking lot at 6 a.m. Nobody really cares anymore about your team, okay?
Well, Paul, you obviously care about it because
what I care about is honest conversation, and all you have skewed here is a bunch of loser nonsense.
I'm not losing. I have no nonsense, Paul. I'm having an honest conversation with you.
No, you're an angry fan who decided I'm going to call the Paul Feinbaum Show and let those SEC people know. But we don't really – I mean, I know this sounds arrogant, but we just don't really care.
It's not the arrogance, Paul.
I mean, this isn't public radio where we give equal forums. We know who the best team is, and we know who the best league is. And it's not your team, and it's not your league. Thank you very much for calling. Vance is up next in Georgia.
Lord help us, this is 2 times in a row. You know, this conversation is over. It's done. Let's give Florida State a little.
Vance, you there? I don't know what happened to Vance. I've got a question. Put that camera on me for a second. Have we paid our phone bill at this company? I mean, why does every call drop? Do you have any idea, Randy? You're in charge. I mean, do you know whether we paid our phone bill or not?
Apparently.
I don't think we have. Give me the brown stuff, okay? It's getting... Stacy is up next.
Yo, what's up, first of all, Paul Feinbaum? Number one, your phone needs to drop on these crazy callers you got calling. I don't know if Mario is a first-time caller or not. But let me tell you something, Mario. You can get your players from Florida... Florida State and Florida A&M, if you want to, you still can't beat Alabama. All right? So stop calling talking about y'all got robbed. You're just sorry. And then stop acting like 11-1 team ain't never got into the playoff over an undefeated team. I'm tired of hearing it. What y'all doing? Let me tell you what y'all doing. What y'all doing is you adding more fuel to a fire that don't need no more fuel. Alabama going to come out because all y'all running your mouth and they going to disgrace Michigan. So keep on poking the bear unless we're going to see what's going to happen. Now, Florida State, if you want to redeem yourself, show up against Georgia. play Georgia real good. But I'm telling you now, if you play Georgia the way that you played in the ACC game, the world gonna see why you should have never been at number five. Goodbye.
Mac is in Colorado. Hello, Mac.
Hey, Roll Tide, roll, Mr. Feinbaum. How are you, sir?
Roll Tide, roll to you. we don't have to be objective anymore. Those days are over.
I'm sitting on the outside here in Colorado, and I tell you what, just like you guys talked about yesterday, you know, last year two plays kept Alabama out of the playoffs, and really they should have been in it. I still don't remember anybody, you know, having a pity party or having a sad day. We took our medicine, and here we are this year, you know. That's just the way it is. Sometimes you got to roll with the punches. The other thing I was going to talk about is, you know, I'm super, super into Alabama football, but I am so proud of Kirby Smart and what he's done there, you know, being a former Alabama coach. And you could tell on the field the way Nick Saban coaches his players. I don't want to say they don't have intensity or passion, but they play every play to the whistle, and that's it. Next play. Both his Saban's and Kirby's teams, man, I love their intensity. There's no fighting, no jawing. After the play, they do their business, back to the next play. I love that, man. That's the way it should be.
Well, thank you very, very much for the call. We appreciate it. Jay is up next in Mobile.
Roll Tide, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I sure like the way you handled that Florida State fan, because, I mean, we all feel bad for Florida State, but it is what it is.
You know what, Jay? I am done with feeling badly for Florida State.
Well, I mean, they did that big deal at the beginning of the year about trying to get out of the conference. And then they turn around and want the conference to take up for them.
Yeah, I don't like arguing with callers. I only argue with them when they spew things that are not germane to our subject at hand.
Well, Paul, I saw where Michigan's favored by 2 points, which I'm glad, because that gives Nick Saban some ammo. But I'd like your opinion on that game and on the Texas-Washington game. And I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah,
have a good day.
We will have countless experts on, but right now I like the two SEC schools. Yes, I'm counting Texas as an SEC. They played their final Big 12 game. They're an SEC school now, so we're going to count it. The SEC has two in the Final Four, and the ACC has none. We'll take a short break.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We are back, and we appreciate you sticking with us. I know it's been difficult. Brenda is calling next. Hello, Brenda.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
We are doing great.
Hi, Paul. Roll Tide, Paul.
Well, thank you. Roll Tide.
Listen, I'm not feeling sorry anymore for Florida State. I mean, I'm not. I am so tired of all the conspiracy theorists and, our, you know, attacking our tradition, our record. I'm sick of all of it. And I think there's a lot of misplaced anger out there, but everybody hated us before this, and boy, now they're all jumping on.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right about that. And by the way, if you're not an Alabama fan, it's easy to hate Alabama. You know that.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And I mean, all you can't even go online without reading these ridiculous, you know, scenarios.
But Brenda, when you start bringing up ACC record versus the SEC, I looked into that the other day. Included in that ACC record are a Wake Forest win over Vanderbilt. Now, should that be a determinant in the national championship?
I don't know, Paul. I don't think so.
Well, I know the answer to that, but I was trying to be polite. Bottom line is that none of this matters. The decision is done.
Exactly.
And the more you cry about something, the less you're focused on trying to make your program more relevant on a national level. And that's really what this is about.
Yes. And I also, you know, in reading some of the comments online, it's like, you know, they're saying that that some of the Florida State seniors are not going to play or refuse, that they're going to protest, you know, and I'm thinking, that's sad. First of all, are you doing it because you're afraid that you'll get beat up and not have, you know, go into the NFL? You'll get hurt and, you know? I mean, I just don't know what's going to happen if they don't show up.
Well, I mean, what I would do, I mean, I think sports is all about proving people wrong. And all they have to do is go out there and beat Georgia instead of crying and filing lawsuits. I mean, it's just so silly. And hey, thanks for the call. I tried to be sympathetic to Jordan Travis. I mean, listen, I think most of us are respectful of people and want to hear other stories, and it's too bad, but he's hurt, just like so many other players get hurt. Jaden Daniels got hurt in the Alabama LSU game. He got knocked out of the game. Did that affect the outcome? Could have. Brock Bowers got hurt against Vanderbilt. That was a big injury. That may have hurt. He came back, but was he the same? These things happen. They're part of sports. And it just doesn't matter anymore. And what really gets me, though, it's not. I understand the Florida State fans. I don't understand the people in our business, in the media, who keep just regurgitating the same talking points. Move on. I will. Cat Daddy is next.
Greetings and salutations. Happy Hanukkah and shalom to everyone. But Feinbaum, I'm telling you, I had a little humor here today. I was listening to the Gamecock radio station, and they had a clip of Stoops up there in Kentucky saying transfer portal is taking his quarterbacks away, and Dabo said he's going to have to suit up to play wide receiver. I think there's a train wreck fixing to happen in the Gator Bowl.
Well, but Clemson lost last year to Tennessee. They certainly don't want to lose again to an SEC school, do they? Not for the mighty ACC.
Here's a question that a state senator that comes in, I ain't going to mention his name, but he said, Cat Daddy, if you talk to Feinbaum, ask him this question.
Okay.
If Alabama, Tennessee, or any other SEC team went undefeated and lost their quarterback and did not get picked in the college football playoff, what would be your response?
Well, let's go back to a year ago. And that's what I need to remind people of. A year ago this week, guess who got left out of the CFP? Do you remember Cat Daddy? Do you remember who it was?
Yes, I do.
It was the University of Alabama. And some people will say, well, they had two losses. They did. But don't tell me they weren't one of the four best teams. And you know what? I stayed out of that fight. I let it go. Nick Saban got mad because some of us did not beat the table. But I didn't think it was a compelling argument. This year I did. So I had a different view. I mean, I think that's the mistake some of the folks over on the FSU side are missing, that you pick your spots. And they did not really have a compelling argument. They have a bunch of numbers. It sounds like a political debate that nobody wants to listen to. You know who gets, they just keep banging the table thinking that's going to get them recognized. Well, they had their chance. So what if, let's what if for a second, Randy. What if I went out there last week, a week ahead of time, week and a half ahead of time, and started campaigning for Alabama? Seems like a pretty smart move, doesn't it? Just saying, we'll take a short break.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We have big time basketball. K-State, LSU. That is Saturday, 1:30 p.m. Dre is up next in Charleston. Hello, Dre.
Hey, Paul, you'll be happy to know I have two non-controversial questions. First of all, is all of us college fans are excited about the expanded playoffs, and I'm curious if you think it's fair that we are asking NFL-bound players to play up to three additional games against the best of the best, risking injury. Full stop, would you or do you think the pros will look down on the kids who say, no, I'm not doing it. I've got tens of millions of dollars at stake.
It's possible they would. I think it depends on the circumstance, but I know it would bother me if I'm a GM and there's a quarterback or somebody I'm looking at to be on my team who's playing at the highest level and decides not to participate.
My second question is...
And by the way, Dre, I understand when you don't want to play in the Weed Eaters Bowl after a 6-6 season, but that's a different story.
Do you know, Paul, do those kids in those final games have any sort of insurance against injury?
Yes.
Or is it
a player, usually there is insurance. Now, I think it depends that sometimes I don't really know exactly the nuance of the language, whether the school buys the insurance or the individual, but there is insurance, yes.
Okay, and then my other question is this terrible situation of cognitive dissonance that I am in the middle of. As a college fan, I've always viewed us as superior to pro fans because the pro players have no loyalty to their team. But in college, your team is your team, right? Well, now I find myself as an Auburn grad excited about the idea of Hugh Freeze using the portal so we don't have to spend years rebuilding the program. And so am I no different than a pro fan just pulling for a jersey? And
in some ways you're not, but what you have to do, Ray, you just have to accept where we are right now in college football. That, you know, I heard the NCAA president yesterday talk about catching up and paying players. Players are already being paid. They just use language that, I mean, there are quarterbacks right now in the transfer portal who can command $2 million a year. That's a lot of money, but it's happening. There are very few players right now who aren't going in, meeting with their head coach, essentially saying, what do I get to stay? That's the current status of college football. I'll whisper this because I don't want anybody to hear. It's already pro football.
Well, I will tell you, it was really painful watching Bo Nix be terrible at Auburn for 3 years. And we kept being told, oh, he's maturing. And then he bolts and becomes a Heisman Trophy winner. That's painful.
I mean, for Auburn, there is some good news. Bo Nix will not win the national championship or the Heisman. That's the only good news when it concerning Bo. I thought it was ironic. His father, Patrick Nix, is a coach at Phoenix City. He won the state championship last night in Tuscaloosa at the highest level, the 7A state championship.
And one last thing, Paul, before I ring off, thank you for taking my call. Again, being an Auburn fan, 2004 with a perfect season was very painful for us. And just if you had any thoughts on that, that would be great.
Yeah, Dre, it was painful to Tommy Tuberville. I've lost track of him. I don't know if he's ever recovered from that. But the point being, that moment in time created where we are today. As a result of that, the commissioners of college football started talking seriously about changing a broken system, and we got a much better system, which is the 4-team playoff, which is now broken, and that's why we're moving on. But thank you very much. What a pleasure to talk to you. Cognitive dissonance. I can't even say it because I think I have it. He was talking about me. Rodney is up next.
Good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum.
How are you?
I'm an SEC snob. I watch all the SEC games. I have a favorite team, of course, Alabama. I started out listening to sports talk radio with David Lamb down in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, my. One of the Mount Rushmore talk show hosts.
And I married a girl from Jacksonville, and I was held hostage by my in-laws for so many years. But I'm back home now in North Alabama. But my question was, because I can't recall, didn't we use computers to evaluate teams in the BCS?
Yeah, the BCS used, I'm trying to remember whether it was one computer or two computer models. And then they had three different models. The one was the AP poll, I think, and then there was some convoluted computer that some guy came up with in a warehouse in North Dakota.
I was thinking that since Facebook can write an algorithm that if you type in the wrong word, they kick you right out, that they could build the requirements for the teams in the computers and still have their playoff, 4-12, whatever it's going to wind up being.
Well, but Rodney, you would be amazed when these individuals sit down at their meetings. My argument is they have too much information. They have every PowerPoint, every computer. I saw some of this stuff last week, and after a while, you just say enough already. I'm not really sure I care that much. I'm a big believer in the eye test. To me, you know, just like Justice Potter Stewart in the 60s, he had that famous Supreme Court ruling about obscenity. You know it when you see it. I know a good football team when I see it.
Okay, well, I appreciate your answer, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much, Rodney. Good to hear from you. Mike is in Kentucky. Hello, Mike.
That's all right, Paul.
I'm not even getting the name of the callers right anymore. Somebody take me away.
It's all FSU fans' fault, Paul. They've got us all a little rattled.
I use my last ounce of energy on that FSU fan. You need
another hat. Hey, are they actually suing over this?
Well,
they're FSU tank top.
They're threatening to sue. Ever heard that before?
Oh, wow. Well, I used to have a FSU tank top. I was living down in Florida, and they don't sell Bama stuff down there, so I was wondering if I might be able to get in on that.
Well, I wish they would sue. I'd love to see. Now, they might get some. There have been some crazy stuff happen in Tallahassee before. Remember that election controversy down there about 20 years ago?
Hey, all they got to do is call Big Al. He'll take care of it for them.
Yeah, you get the right judge today in America, and you can probably at least get it through one branch of government.
Right. Hey, Paul, I want to bring something up that I haven't heard brought up yet, as to the reason why Georgia lost to Alabama. I think Kirby Smart's fatal mistake, or the whole staff from the team doctor down, they should have never let Brock Bowers step on the field to the SEC championship game.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.